Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, y'all, big news. My new stand-up special, Live and Alive, drops Friday, October 24th, right here on my YouTube at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We shot it at Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. There were 2 sold-out shows. The crowds were unbelievable, and I'm telling you honestly, it's my best work, all right? This special is special. I'm really proud of it. It's self-produced, it's self-funded, it's self-released, and straight from me to you the way it should be. And here's the best part. During the premiere, I'll be live in the YouTube comments with you guys, hanging out the whole time. I'll answer questions. I want to watch it all unfold in real time with you guys, like we're there together that night. All right? So make sure you subscribe to my channel, hit that reminder, and join me on release night. This one means a lot to me, and I would love to experience that first watch with you guys. Friday, October 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, Live and Alive, right here on my YouTube. Subscribe now and don't miss it. San Diego, I'll be at the Grand Comedy Club Friday, October 3rd. Get your tickets now on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here saying thank you for anything you do that supports anything I do. Thank you for watching this show. This show is so much fun to dive into people's past, bring it to life. We're having a great time over here, and I'm very excited. Very excited to have this guest here in the Way Back with me, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Jeff Dye. Welcome to the Way Back.
Thanks for having me, man.
Before we get into our podcast today, promote whatever you'd like, please.
JeffDye.com. I'm touring all over. Go there to get tickets. Yeah, Patreon, YouTube. I'm on all that crap. Look up Jeff Dye. Find me. Support me. I love you.
Where are you growing up? Where are you growing up?
So I was born in Spokane, Washington, mm-hmm. and then we moved to Seattle area before I started forming memories. So I was like a little baby or like a young kid.
And who's we? Mom, dad,
my mom and dad, and my sisters.
Okay.
Sisters. And we moved to Kent, Washington, which is about 40 minutes south of Seattle.
And what is it like growing up there?
It was fun. It was like Kent, Washington is very blue collar. It's a bunch of, it's funny, like to people in Seattle, we're like cowboys, right? But to real cowboys, they'd be like, you're just white trash. Like, you know, like yeah. we thought we were like, oh, Carhartts and boots and things, but really we're just kind of a poor little town.
So what you mentioned on the Honeydew that your upbringing or your childhood was unusual. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
So I think maybe my childhood was fine, but like my figuring out who I was, like in school and stuff, that was unusual.
Tell us about
So, like, I'm trying to think what made me say that when we were on the podcast, because it was like, oh, the fact that I didn't have alcohol till I was 21. Mm-hmm. So all the bad kids didn't mess with me because they were like, they would drink alcohol and have sex and they thought I'd snitch. They're like, dude, Jeff died. Don't invite him to the party. He'll tell on us because he doesn't drink or have sex or drugs. But then all the Christian kids, all the church kids, all the Mormon kids, they didn't want to hang out with me because they're like, dude, Jeff's bad. He blows up mailboxes. He's always, you know, throwing stuffed animals across the street.
They got you in purgatory,
oh, yeah,
man.
Dude. Yeah. So I was too bad for the good kids, too good for the bad kids.
Yeah.
And it was just this terrible world to live in that way. But famous at school.
Why?
I was hilarious, and I was also, like, fearless. I'll do anything to try to just get attention and get the kids to laugh.
Like what?
What
school? Middle school? High school? What are we
all
talking?
All through. Elementary, junior high. Like, I had to, like, live up to my reputation of being, okay, like, the class clown.
How did it start? Let's hear elementary. What do
the
you remember?
First, so, in kindergarten, I was just still kind of in that fog you live in where you don't know things. But in the first grade, I remember Miss Allen, we had dual teachers. How weird is that? They, like, kind of co-headlined first grade.
Okay, all
Miss
right.
Plum and Miss Allen. Two teachers. So, anyways, I remember Miss Allen said something, and I had a smart-ass remark. But I didn't have the bravery to say it, so I said it to the kid next to me. His name is Joseph Garrell. Joseph Garrell said it out loud, and the whole class laughed. And I was like, the fuck? That was what I said. So then, the next thing she said, I thought of another funny thing. Joseph Garrell said it out loud, everyone laughed. And I remember after two sentences, like, fuck that, I'm going to get my glory here. And so then I just became like a nuisance. But that's what started it all. That now after that, I was like, every time I got something funny to chime in, I'm going to do it.
And are you a problem in school too? Like, are you a good problem? Like, you get in detention, that sort of stuff?
All that. Suspended, detention. Sometimes I would just go to class and they'd be like, you're out.
Really?
Yeah, like before this class even started, they just didn't want to deal with
me. Where do you go? Where do they send you back in high school? What's detention in high school?
The office.
Oh, you would
go to the office.
We used to have a library. It would send us to a lot. You had one if the bad kids would have to go sit in the
librarian.
Office. Yeah. The bad kids would be in the office. The kids that would come in late and all shit, you go get your detention in the library and sit there and be quiet.
We didn't
but
have
if you
that.
Were a discipline problem, you were in the office.
Well, they thought we'd be afraid of the office. Even at that age, it's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll go to the office. Like, they're always nice to me in there. You know, they just see some feral, dirty boy, and they go, this guy's got probably home problems. You know, it was never like it was always the frivolous misdemeanor, you know? It was never anything, like, big enough that they were like, you know, we're going to suspend you.
So you're a boy with two sisters. You ever have to share a room?
No.
They shared rooms.
That was quite a contentious subject for my sisters because they had to share everything. Right? They're girls, and we
How
don't have a lot of money.
Are they?
3 years.
Okay.
So since we don't have a lot of money, they got hand-me-downs. Yeah, yeah. Goes, well, I can't wear girls' clothes to school, so my parents have to buy me
today you can.
Shitty new clothes.
You were before your time. Yeah. Today you can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah.
And so then my sisters are like, well, why does he get new clothes? I'm like, I can't wear your clothes. So, like, they would always, like, thought I was, like, some spoiled brat. I was like, I'm not. These clothes suck. And, like, they're not, like, I just can't wear a dress, you know? So, that was a big thing, but.
And so who are you hanging with? Like, in the neighborhood, you have buddies you run around with there, like, boys to play with? I'm saying, like, just one.
In elementary, it was Mike Krause. And then in junior high, it was Mike Roy.
Oh, you went and swapped Mike's?
Mike yeah.
So just tell me about Mike Krause. Like, what are you
Mike
guys
Krause
getting
ruled,
into in
dude,
elementary
this kid
school?
Was awesome. He liked all the things I liked. You know, he liked baseball. He liked throwing rocks at cars and shit.
Would you do that?
Oh, all the time. That was like a daily thing for us.
Isn't that crazy? You just made me think of this, too. We had a little brother. We still do. But at the time, we're like maybe 7, and he's like 4. And I have a twin brother, so we're both like,
I didn't know that.
Pick that rock up and throw it at that car coming by. And he doesn't fucking know what good or bad is. Yeah. He just takes this rock. He hits this fucking Mercedes, Jeff died. This guy fucking slammed on the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just three of us in our driveway. Yeah. He just got out and started screaming at us. We're like, man, this guy's fucking
Mercedes.
Just hit a Mercedes. The guy was like, what the fuck are you kids doing?
I always think about this. It's like, girls, I don't expect them to understand, but they'll never understand like what guys think is cool. It breaks their brain. Like I'll see like a bodybuilder and I'm like, oh, that dude looks rad. And girls are like, that guy looks fucking ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. But in my brain, I'm like, if I look like that, I'd have the world at my fingertips. Yeah, right, yeah. Or like, I remember like peeling out in the like a senior parking lot and I'm like in gravel, just like shooting up little rocks everywhere. And I'm like, I left like, I must be the coolest fucking guy in the world. And every girl's like, that guy's a loser. Like, we'll, what we'll is come he back doing? To your,
their mics real quick.
Same thing with throwing rocks at yeah. cars. I don't expect anyone to understand how fun it is to throw rocks at cars.
It's so stupid and dangerous and so it was so, so fun.
I loved
it's
it.
It's the only time you're ever getting away with it.
It was the best. That's and then it. A big semi would come. We were like, semi. We, then we didn't have to hide. We're just launching big rocks through the fucking side of the trailer.
My brother one time. Let's look up my high school, Kirsten, please. It's Liberty High School, Eldersburg, Maryland. So this is the senior and teacher lot. The other side of the school was 9th, 10th, and 11th. Yeah. This was, you know, premium parking. So you can see right behind there, those are tennis courts. Yeah. My brother at the time, we drive this 1979 Dodge Aspen station wagon, wood paneling. We pick up a gang of people to go to school, and we take them home. My brother, where that Cherokee's parked, he backs up against the parking pylon there, and he throws it in reverse. And just does a fucking burnout, like an epic burnout I've never seen before in my life. It smokes the whole tennis courts out. The teachers are screaming. He leaves. I wish we could get in there because I'm telling you, this is 1991. Those rubber marks are still on that fucking parking pylon.
You can see them up there. Actually, look at this.
Stupid. Wrong line. And I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. He's like, they're going to remember that. That's I was like, so I will, hilarious. You dumbass. Yeah, that's it. Covered those tennis courts.
Also, the top of the building. Those aren't burnout.
Mine's no, it's right down here. Kirsten's got it. Yeah, that little perfect. No parking area is right here. Yeah. Yep, that right there where you're circling. 100%.
I'm going to type in my old parents' address. Put in 19305 Southeast 243rd Street. This is the road I walk down the street listening to Creed in my headphones. Like, show everybody, dude. Janine's going to want me later in life. You know. All right, so that's my neighbor's house. See that house?
Yeah.
That's my parents' house.
Okay.
And we would sit in these woods, which it's not very big, the woods. And we would just throw rocks. So if the car stopped, they would be looking around like, hey,
yeah, you don't know where the hell it
but
came
it's just
from.
Enough woods to be like, you felt like you were in the Vietnam War or something. Yeah. You're just launching rocks through that shit. Yeah, that's the front of their house. That's their Camaro collection.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
That's really there?
Oh, dude, they got a bunch. My parents, two people, 75 Camaros.
Look at this. Look at them.
And they literally would be like it's insane.
Look at that. That's an old 60.
Also, that's how you know you're white trash. When your sister just texts you, Mom got another Camaro.
Another one.
Just out of nowhere. Like, that's all they talk about. So, so we used to launch rocks at cars. Didn't get in trouble ever. One time after the 5 millionth car, the dude put together what house it was and like came around and yelled at my sister. And my sister, she just snitched me out right away. She's like, yeah, I'll tell you, my parents.
And when you're walking.
So much fun off that road, man. We did so much trouble.
When you're walking down this road listening to Creed, where are you going?
To Crestwood Elementary.
You would walk? You were a walker?
No, not to school. Just like I would walk when I was like, you know, puberty, all emoed out. But no, I didn't walk to school. We took the bus to school. But for whatever reason, I believed that you were going to get we were going to get kidnapped all the time.
Yeah, we're going to come back to your Christian upbringing and stuff because we didn't. Nobody was taking
insect.
Our ass.
They're the dragonflies, which is fucking terrible. When I went to school there, we were the Crestwood Cobras. And we had a big ass cobra with like a smile on his face when I went there.
And now they change it to your state insect.
And I said that like I was Theo Vaughn. Yeah, we used to have a cobra with a big old smile on his face. But yeah, and then they changed it to the fucking dragonflies or something.
Kirsten, go to 7417 2nd Avenue, 21784. We're going to walk to my middle school all the way up this fucking hill.
Was it safe? You feel safe walking?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, it was a gang of us. You weren't going to fuck with. You didn't want anything to do
and
with
these
kids.
And they all
live
by you?
Yep.
Neighbor kids?
These are all kids going to school. Yep. All the way up this fucking hill here. All the way up this hill.
Has it changed much? It looks pretty old.
It still looks the same. This was how we walked. All the way up this hill. All the way. This cemetery here, we used to play football in the cemetery.
That's got to be some sort
great
of bad
story.
Luck.
Can
that's
I tell you
some sort of bad luck?
We used to
playing
play football
in
that fucking
over
back,
dead bodies
back in the cemetery all the time. So keep going up that hill.
Some
one or two embarrassing stories. So one, a good friend of mine named Mark Orlando, he used to play football for Towson State, our high school, Towson State University, and then he played for the CFL champion Baltimore Stallions, the only American team to ever win the Grey Cup.
Right? No, we're talking.
Really good. And we were friends in high school. He's a year older than me, and I looked up to him a little bit. And one day, I'm 15, he's 16, he's driving me home. And we're going by the cemetery, and he always joked about everything. And he goes, my mom is buried in here. I go, shut the fuck up, dude. He goes, no, my mom's buried in here. I go, your mom's not dead. I just saw your dad at a game with this lady. He's like, that's not my mom. My mom's dead. I go, he goes, I can prove it. I go, how are you going to prove it? This motherfucker pulls into this cemetery and drives me to his mom's headstone. I was like, I'm so fucking
hilarious.
I'm so fucking sorry.
Your mom's dead? Prove it.
I had no idea. I thought he was fucking with me.
That's
but
hilarious.
He kept saying, no, she's in here. And I'm like, no, she's not.
Where
dude.
You guys play football.
Yeah, where I live.
And did you ever go to the cemetery at night or anything? You guys into that shit?
Hell yes.
Yeah?
Did you?
Oh, no, we didn't have the balls or a cemetery access.
Wait, okay, so turn back around.
We didn't know any cemeteries.
We're still walking to school. We're going straight here. Cut straight. Keep going straight down there. Yep. Keep going straight to the end of this.
Walk.
This is our walk to school every day in the freezing snow. Keep going.
These are nice houses.
All right, now we're going to make a right here.
Now you got these rich
kids. This house is my buddy, Chris Lamb, used to live over here to the left. Now, that's his house right there. The next one over. Yep.
Yeah, we had a Chris Lamb at my school.
He was at the end of the street. We'd pick him up because now we got to keep going. This motherfucker would never be on time. His stepmom was the biggest bitch. She hated everyone. Him too.
And we Chris, would come, if you're listening, dude, he's just being
he
honest.
He is listening. You know? He hates her too.
Okay.
It'd be 3 degrees and we'd be out
going,
there.
What
she would never
bro?
Let us in the house. She'd be like, you can wait on the porch. And we would, after like, a while, we're fuck? Like, fuck you, Lamb.
Yeah, we're cold.
We'd come by and scream, and if you ain't ready, we're rolling. All right, so now turn to your right again. We're going down this hill, all the way down this hill. Keep going all the way. You're going to run into the school. Keep going.
Would you dude, leave
this
for school an hour before
this
school?
A long-ass walk. All right, yeah. Now go to the left, and there's the school right there.
Okay, that's a small school.
Every day.
Oh, no, it's bigger.
And let me tell you something. We used to have this old school vice principal named Mr. Chase.
That's why your back's broke. You fucking walking all this. He's... Like you went to war as a kid.
So these were all walkers. A lot of kids in this area would go to here to Sykesville Middle School. And we had this old school black vice principal named Mr. Chase. And this dude didn't fuck around. Wore a suit. He was very much from the cut from the cloth of what was his name? Joe Clark.
Okay.
You know, I'm Batman. Yeah. Lean on me. Yeah. That principal. He had a paddle on his wall with holes in it. And we'd say, Mr.
Get
Chase, why is there a paddle with holes in it? He goes, that's so the meat goes through it. We'd be like, Jesus Christ.
The meat goes through it. That's fucking wild.
And then he drove an old school blue caddy.
Did he ever whack nobody? You never, no, just
you know
threads.
What this dude would do? I wish we had more of Mr. Chase's in the world. He cared. He gave a fuck. He would get in his old school blue caddy because it would start with this. Everybody getting their home rest, the cafeteria down there, all glass at the bottom.
Looks pretty nice.
And that's the gym up there. You would get in your homeroom to end the begin and end the day. And the first thing was walkers are dismissed. And then you could go. And then you had to sit and wait. They'd be like, bus 88. And if it was your bus, you go, bus 143 is here. Then you just have to wait till your bus got there. But we were first out.
For safety.
And because we're all hellions in middle school, he would get in his blue caddy and he would drive all through the neighborhoods. He broke up so many fucking fights.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He would just roll through the neighborhood, be like, Jeff Dye, you better break that shit up.
Yeah,
he'd
like,
get out.
Man,
he'd get out and break it up and yell at you.
Why are you here?
You'd get detention and shit. You thought you're off school property. But he gave a shit. He wasn't going to let any of his fucking.
Why even do
this
that?
This one cursing to the left. Yeah, that guy. That one. That's the one he'd roll around.
Also, why are we even doing this bus protocol if walkers are just allowed to like leave?
Walkers are dismissed.
Yeah, walkers. We don't care about those kids.
When we were like, we are out.
That's hilarious. A funny name, too. Walkers.
Tell me about the Christian upbringing.
So my parents were agnostic. Well, sort of. So when my parents were Methodist.
Okay.
And so they went to a Methodist church. We hated it. We're kids. We didn't want to go.
Yeah, I don't know any kid that really loved
church.
It's
so boring. And like, you also, I don't want to wake up early on a Sunday.
That's
so it was just like, ugh. And you'd have to like find your best clothes. We didn't even have best clothes. So we just, you know, everything was a reach. So then we go to the church. We hated it. My mom has this huge falling out with the church. Right. So basically what happened was our youth group teacher was a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And my mom finds out that she's lesbian, has a big meltdown. Now, the church was like, listen.
It wasn't obvious?
It was pretty obvious, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty. My mom's like, I don't know. I thought she just was dressed like a guy, you know?
I used to have a girlfriend in high school whose mom swore Rosie O'Donnell wasn't a lesbian. I was like,
she loves Tom Cruise.
Listen, then she, yep, she loves Tom Cruise. Yeah. And then she came out and said, I'm a lesbian. Still didn't want to believe it. I'm like, she's saying that's it. Just she's saying it.
I like that kind of denial. Just don't let your heroes do what you don't want them to.
No, she's couldn't not. Be true. She's just saying
She has a husband.
Okay, sorry. You have a lesbian church counselor.
And so she has a big meltdown about it. And the church is like, you got to go. You know, like, this isn't the way we handle things. You don't just cause a big uprising in the church over this kind of stuff. So my mom, who put like her faith in the church instead of like God, felt like religion had rejected her. Mm-hmm. Not that the church had rejected her, that these people in Kent, Washington rejected her. She saw it as like every Christian's a hypocrite and God must not be real or whatever she started to believe. We didn't care. We're kids. We go, good. I don't want to go to church
on Sunday.
Yes. Right. We were so happy. But then I got to an age where I'm looking for answers, you know? Like, I want to know where we go when we die. I want to know what the point of all this is. Now, my rascal friends that blow up mailboxes, they don't got any answers, and they don't care about these questions. And then all the good kids, you know, no one else really was. I was kind of a young thinker. I just wanted to know the point of things. So the nicest kids at school were Christians who had answers. They're like, oh, you die, and you go with Jesus. I was like, oh, that's good enough for me.
What was your, like, church called?
Well, I would just go to kind of like church functions.
Was there a camp you ever went to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how it started, though.
You do like Christian church camps, summer camps?
Yeah, there's one that was in, I'm having trouble remembering it. But like the Christian kids were the nicest kids. And then they would also be like, want to go snowboarding? I'm like, my mom is never going to let me go snowboarding. They're like, the church will pay for it. And I was like, oh. So it was like, that was what was great about it. The nicest kids and they had answers. So I just kind of kick it with them and do whatever. And then, I got into it. Like, I really liked it. That was almost my rebellion.
What kind of trouble are you getting into there?
Because I know. Still goofing off.
I was going to say, Tell me about the mailbox friends blowing up stuff. Yeah. Like, who's these kids? Who are these kids?
There was a kid in high school named Jordan Shank, and he had all these great stories
I love real names.
He had all these great stories about, like, the pranks he had done. Mm-hmm. And so we were just like, I was kind of starstruck by him a little. Like, I thought he was so cool. And so we would try to do the same pranks.
Is he older?
No, he was our age. Oh, yeah. And he would hang out with us sometimes. And later he turned out to be kind of a butthole about it. But like, because I'm looking for friends. Dude, I'd do anything to just get someone to like me, be my buddy. So I would tell stories, but it was like Jordan's story. I'd be like, oh, one time this happened. My buddy's like, that was my story. That happened to me. I'm like, hey, shut the fuck up. You're ruining this. You know, the kids are laughing. So, but he would like tell us all these stories about like tying fishing line around like a stuffed animal. And then like putting the stuffed animal across the road. And then when a car would come, you pull it across the road like an animal's running in front of their car.
Dude, that's
so dangerous.
We did the same thing, but different, I'll say.
That was on Wax Road.
We used fishing line. And the funny thing is, see this mailbox right here? Mm-hmm. I saw some on the road by your old place. The cluster of mailboxes and shit? Yeah. So we used to do the same thing. We would go fishing string, and we would do mailbox to mailbox, and we would tie like three or four cans on each end. And then the car wouldn't see it, so they drive through it, and then the cans are clanging behind them, and then they get out to look for their muffler, and we'd be like, ha!
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah, shit like dude, that. It's the best. Go back to my house. Like, we'll go back to like where my parents' house was, if you can find that. I don't know.
So dumb.
Dude, this one's wild. You'll love this. I want you to see the mailboxes across from my parents' house.
I remember, that's what I'm saying. It reminded me of it, the cluster.
Yeah, we had this idea. We're going to blow up these mailboxes, right?
I love punk
It's
shit
fun seeing
up.
This, too. We'd go across that gravel pit. That's where I'd run off to look at, like, magazines of tits and shit.
See, Kirsten?
It's always out in the gravel.
It's always in the woods.
I was like a werewolf just jerking off. Going, at night, under the moonlight.
This is where you're jerking off under the moonlight.
I could have been killed out there. But it's like, you know, like, just didn't have any privacy with all these. So I had to go out there.
That's where you would find the porns in the woods.
I'd bury my tits. I would like bury the like little magazine with tits so I wouldn't have to find it again, you know? All right, so go to where. I've seen those mailboxes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I blew the fuck out of those things. That's a good one, right? You used to have a little roof on it before me.
Wait, real quick. This guy's got a.
There it is.
Oh, that's the roof.
You blew it off.
Yeah, it's gone, dude. Boom. Blasted that shit off.
Great job, Kirsten. Look at them. There they are. Look.
So, see the
Jeff
big
Dye
one?
Just came by last night.
See that
night.
Big one on the right?
Yeah.
That's my parents, right? So, here's the thing.
Would you blow your own up,
no,
too?
No, I'm so dumb. They caught me. They go to my dad. They go, your son must have blown up the mailboxes.
You would individually blow all of them up, not just the whole thing?
The whole thing, but not my parents, because we put the explosives in the other ones, like firecrackers and
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You're going individually in all of them but yours.
Exactly. And so then,
dude,
my mom and dad are like, how do you know it's our son? You know, they're all defensive. It's not like they liked me. They just didn't want to get in trouble, you know? So they're like, how do you know it's a... And they're like, well, yours is still there. And I was like, fuck, man, I should have blown up ours, too. I just didn't want my mom and dad to be mad at me. So, like, I left ours and then blew up the other ones. We get mail at the end of our driveway for fucking years just because I blew that shit up. It was amazing. But like, I should
go back to when it... newer when it doesn't have the roof. Look at this guy's got a Suzuki Samurai. Look at this.
That's the same cars and the exact same things from over 25 years ago. That van's never moved.
No way. No, it's not even moved.
I swear to you.
This is 2008. This is
2018. 10 years that thing's in the same spot.
My whole life. I'm saying 40 years. Is what I'm telling you.
Why also, not just sell it for like $300 and tow it the fuck? That's like an A-team van. Also, look at it. That's what he want. He bought that shit in the 80s. He was like, I'm going to make this cool. shit
I'm eventually, going to fix this
That's
up.
That's his A-team project.
But
thing,
I can name every family that lived in every house on that cul-de-sac. We knew them. We knew their drama. We knew their divorces, their new wives. We knew everything about everyone in that neighborhood except that guy. To be that private, like that's the most private person in the world.
Okay, you said it was another guy, Mike, in high school. Tell us
Mike
about
Roy.
This guy.
Mike Roy.
Was he crazy too?
I still keep up with him.
Okay, yeah.
Love him.
What
Mike was like me. He's kind of I was a lone wolf by accident, you know? Like I said, that was too bad for the good kids and too bad for the good kids and too good for the bad kids. But Mike was like just beat to his own drum. So Mike didn't give a shit if I was bad or good. He just was like, you know, Jeff is my friend, and we would like just pal around and do, you know, it's always like hitting golf balls onto the freeway, you know, playing video games in between, you know, like no girls liked us. So we would just go around just kind of killing time. Mike Roy's the man.
You high school athlete?
Nope, nothing.
No, really?
Just a class
clown. So you're a big sports fan, but you never played?
Loved sports, wasn't good enough at them.
Yeah. Even as a child growing up?
Nothing.
No.
We played in the kinds that your parents could pay.
Yeah, I see.
You know, they'd be like, oh, we'll pay $100, and now my son gets a T-shirt and plays in there.
And hits.
And I loved it, but I wasn't good enough. I was also a late bloomer and all that stuff. It's like, I'm probably more athletic now than I was back then.
What's the most trouble you remember getting in as a kid? Were your parents strict like that if you fucked up big time?
Oh, they were pissed off about my grades all the time. That was always a thing, because I got terrible grades.
Yeah.
And my sisters got great grades, so they assumed everyone should get great grades. They didn't understand how I couldn't figure it out. But that was a big one. And then the biggest one was I got caught shoplifting at the super mall.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. What's a super
so
mall?
So go to Auburn. Say a super mall in Auburn, Washington. This is an interesting thing that... is anyone our age will be able to relate with. Everybody thought their mall was the biggest mall in America, right? We all believed that. And so we thought the super mall was the largest mall in America in Auburn, Washington. Turns out it was just a mall.
Till you find out about the Mall of America.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, because we didn't have the internet.
I know, right?
So when we found out we got a super mall, we're like, what? The super mall is the biggest mall ever invented. I went to Oshman's Super Sports. I want to see if it's still on there. Oshman's. I don't even know if you find it on there. But Oshman's, and I just stole some batting gloves. And these batting gloves were probably like $80, you know, like for like the baseball team, like those things. And I got caught, immediately surrendered. And my mom picked me up.
Surrender? What do you mean? How old were you?
So, because
high school?
It was high school age, yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The guy comes out and he goes, you know why I'm here? And he had like flashed a badge. But he's one of those internal cops. Mm-hmm. Well, not cops, internal. Security he works for the fucking.
Loss
I could have ran. I could have told him to fuck off. Didn't know. He goes, you know what this is about? And I was like, yes. I just immediately surrender. My friend's like, what? And like, I could have just ran. So
and you're still in the store?
Still in the store.
This is what my dad taught me, man. My buddy stole condoms one time. We were in a CVS and he got caught. And a guy grabbed him before we got out of the store. And my dad said, that's not.
He said, you could put it in your pocket and walk it to the register. Yeah. You should have just said, I'm going up to pay for these.
Yeah.
They can't get
you. Or just run.
Before you leave the store. Yeah.
There's no way that guy's going to find me at my house. There's no police pursuit.
For batting
I should have just ran. It took hours for the cops to get there.
Did it?
Yeah, he put me in this little stupid room.
Too, like,
yeah.
What the fuck are we doing
he
here?
He put me in this little room. Takes a Polaroid of me like you're banned from the mall. And I'm like, this is all happening. And it's like, I should have just ran. If cops finally show up, they're like, dude, we don't know. This kid seems like a nice kid, you know. But my mom's looking at me like, my mom was so rattled by the whole thing. She's like, are you in a gang? Like, I'm like, gang. Yeah, gang. Do I look like I'm in a fucking
I'm on a
gang?
Baseball yeah, team, goddamn.
It like literally like flipped her universe. It's like, you know how common shoplifting is? Anyway, so that was definitely the most trouble I ever got in. My mom didn't even want to look at me. She was so embarrassed and
did you get
off.
Grounded for that?
Oh, everything. I was like completely
what
on.
Do they do when you get grounded? What are your
it's just like every other thing.
In your room, take yeah, away which, all your
yeah, but there, I didn't have shit. And we weren't, you know, so it yeah. didn't really affect anything. You're like, I'm already always in here.
He was like, I'm just going to go over across the rock pit and jerk off.
Yeah, yeah, sneak out, yeah, for real. Dude, that gravel pit.
Can I still go outside
yeah.
at night?
Well, I like wait till 2 a.m., just run across there like a wolf.
Dude, this is fun. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks
man.
For having me, buddy.
One more time, promote whatever you'd like, please.
Go to jeffdye.com, find tickets for when I'm coming to your town. Also, just Google Jeff Dye. Check me out.
All right, man. Thank you. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.